UAPs. Over the years, there have been hundreds of legitimate UAP photos taken and maybe more. Eyewitnesses have seen over 100,000 UAPs in the last 50 years or so. Whistleblowers have testified about the government covering up the fact UAPs are not from this earth. Even if 90% of the UAP sightings were in error, it still would leave about 10,000 that weren't. I believe it would be absurd to think all of the sightings could have been mistaken identity. Add to this the recent fact the government is increasing its search for USOs, which are unidentified submerged objects, and it has been said the US Navy considers them to be a bigger threat than a UFO. UFO and UAP can be used interchangeably and really mean the same thing. When a UFO enters the water, it becomes known as a USO. What I said about witnesses is also true about photos of UAPs. While many of them can be fakes, some photos had witnesses to a UAP event who saw the object while a picture was being taken or saw the object later in another area. There are quite a few UAP photos that have no explanation, other than being a photo of something which is not from the Earth. What seems to me to be going on with all these denials in some parts of the government about UAPs being outworldly, are a last-ditch major effort to hide the fact extraterrestrials are coming here, and less people believe these efforts than ever before. Some in government are chomping at the bit to agree with the fact UAPs are piloted by aliens and want the UAP data hidden from us to be released, as long as it doesn't endanger the country because it is some secret human project. Recently, two UAPs were seen by oil drillers who were working in a coastal city in Mexico. A photo of one of the craft was taken and it was very good. It showed a circular craft with lights all around the bottom in a circle and one in the center. The people who saw it are convinced there is an undersea base off the coast. The residents even have a name for the base and call it Amapac. The residents give extraterrestrials credit for protecting the area from natural disasters. It is said the second craft may have been a triangular craft, because on the bottom were three lights in the shape of a triangle. A UAP was seen by a family near Carson City Airport while they were looking out a window. They couldn't tell what the object was, but it was a very dark object rising over a mountain. The object seemed to be getting nearer to the house. Each family member thought the object looked like different objects. One man I have a lot of respect for is George Knapp, the investigative reporter. He has been following UAPs for many years. He was involved in many famous cases and has tried, in his way, to sway the government into revealing the truth. He recently was quoted by an online news source as saying, "Don't expect the truth from the government." He was referring to UAPs. He has seen a lot of disappointment over the years in the struggle to get more UAP data released. I know I couldn't be more disappointed in the latest denial about UAPs, which came from the Pentagon, where they said there was no evidence to believe they were extraterrestrial machines. There is what is known as a hotspot for UFOs in the United Kingdom. It is located in Grimsby, England. The residents claim to have seen many UAPs and say some people have been abducted by them or even disappeared. They say we are not crazy. One woman claims she was abducted by aliens from her bed. She related a very scary story about her experience. She said she was brought aboard a ship and saw a human man strapped to a table being dissected. She must have thought she was next. There is an area in Mexico known as the Zone of Silence. It is said no communication sent can be received. It is located in the desert in Mexico near Mapimi. More accurately, near the Bolson de Mapimi and Durango. The villagers claim they are seeing spacecraft at all hours. It has also been said many tourists have also seen these strange things in the sky and come back for more sightings. It doesn't end there. The villagers are also claiming portals to other dimensions also open there. There are caves with strange drawings of beings there also. An attorney in Rock Springs, Wyoming, saw a very strange object in the sky and took a photograph of it. The attorney is a long-time UFO investigator and said he never in his entire life saw anything like this object. The object was pulsating and moving from side to side. The attorney was able to gather radar records and found other witnesses. The object is still being investigated and no conclusions have been made yet. The US government released a batch of UAP photos to the public. It makes me wonder if these photos are trying to make someone who believes one or more are of genuine UAPs and talks about any of the photos being real, will be made to look foolish because the photos might be a trap by being of ordinary things which are very hard to tell. How would an investigator feel if he stated one of the objects was a UAP only to have the government release a better photo showing a kite? Maybe I should be more trusting, but there has just been too many UAP cover-ups by the government. A man living in Oklahoma was outside his home. It was dark, but he was out there with his kids and neighbors. The people saw a strange object in the sky. It separated and a ring of smoke appeared. If it was a rocket, the people have no idea where it came from. A pilot was said to have submitted a report of a UAP he saw over Pawleys Island, South Carolina. He claimed the object did not have the standard lights required for aircraft and it was not a weather phenomenon. It wasn't moving when seen and just vanished without movement. The pilot said it was a clear night and the sighting lasted for about 6 seconds. The latest UAP report released by the government as of the writing of this article, denying everything about UAPs being extraterrestrial, was a real kick in the teeth to most of us and a complete cover-up.